Shiva of Gifter in the sixth parsha, Mamish on the first point of the parsha, Veila Ham Shvatim Asher Tosim Lefnehem. So Rashi says that the Vav is Moisevel Inyan Rishon to tell you that these are also Misinai. Why is it important to tell us these are Misinai? Because these are Mishpatim. These are things which there's a logic to them. We understand them, and they seem to make sense to us. So the first thing we have to stress is that they're Misinai. That really they come from the same place in Shemayim as the Chayk comes, and they're as much something from Shemayim as the Chayk is. That's the point in Rashi. Mr. Shiva explains that everything comes from Shemayim, and some the Rashim allowed them to come down into a world where they take shape in a form which we're able to understand them, and some of them come in a way where they didn't really, as it were, touch down to the earth totally. That's the first point that he points out. Now, Chazal said that Isher Tosim Lefnehem, this is, has to be put in front of Klal Yisrael, as opposed to Lifnei Umas Arlam, even if they're going to be judging the case the same way a Jew judges the case, the Bezin will judge the case. You cannot go to the Arkot, you have to go to the Bezin Shei Yisrael. So he gives one mashal of this, that how we relate to these as divinely given halachas, which the Baruch Hashem in his chesed allowed our minds to understand them and to grasp them and actually to decide based on our understanding. The Baruch Hashem made our minds in such a way that we can grasp the heavenly item as opposed to that something which the human mind has created. So the mishpatim of the Umos Arlam are something which the human mind has created. They came across a logic and said that for the country to function properly, this is a good idea. Here, it's a divine commandment which the Baruch Hashem has allowed our minds to grasp. So it says later on that the din of the halacha of mashkin, that you're allowed to take this collateral, but every day that the person needs it, you must give it back to him. Oh, so the more discusses, so what do you actually gain by having this? You're not keeping it away from him. You're gaining that if the loiva dies, he has no such chiyuv to the children of the loiva. He gains that it's not nishman by shemitah, but the approach of taking the collateral and something which is necessary to the person's livelihood is a different approach. But the pasuk continues, says, ki nefeshu chayvel. So Rashi says that the Bereshit, as it were, does the same thing with our neshama. Every night our neshama leaves our body, the Baruch Hashem takes it, and holds it as a mashkin that our life should be proper. And the next morning we need it, he gives it back to us. He gives it back to us, even though we don't necessarily deserve it. It's a loan, the payment has not been good, and it hasn't been complete, and we still give it, he gives it back. So you should be able to be comfortable doing this again and again and again. So it's a totally different approach, the concept of a loan, the concept of collateral. And all of a sudden we're talking about neshamas, we're talking about our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're seeing that concept being embodied in a very physical, basic, logical halacha. So we see mishpatim. So even when we sit, now the Baruch Hashem presents it as mishpatim, and Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, don't just give them the basic idea, but explain it to them, make sure that they understand that we have a command to understand, and the Baruch Hashem actually made our minds in such a way that we're able to grasp it. The Baruch Hashem put this mitzvah, let it touch down to the earth, and our minds can grasp it. We should never lose sight of the fact that what we're trying to really to do is to probe the depths of the infinite mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understand the message that he really wants us to take out of it. That's the true act of Limud HaTorah, is to rise up, that our minds, the Baruch Hashem, our minds, and we sit and we work and we toil to understand the divine inspiration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos.